going to go ahead and open up the meeting, and I think we'll just wait till the next longer meeting to adopt the minutes, and so we'll take
a roll call.
All right. Okay, Randy, I'm doing roll call, buddy. So go ahead and get it going because I got it started. I called the meeting to order and now do roll call.
You bet, bud. Thank you very much. So
you're welcome.
Go ahead and do a roll call. Make sure we have a quorum. Art Stevenson, I hear you are here.
I'm here.
What other board members are here?
LaWanda Miranda.
LaWanda, welcome.
Derek.
Any other
Steve
members?
Jackson.
Hey, Steve, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Lynn James, are you here? No, Lynn, okay, well, I'm here as well. So I heard Char was on. Welcome, Char. What other?
I'm here,
Carol,
thank you.
I heard you were on. Anyone else?
Carol's here.
Hi, Carol, I heard you, yes. Anyone else? Okay, no members of the public are there? Okay. Eric, you're here. Anybody with you?
No, Randy, it's just me. Good afternoon, everybody.
Yeah.
Hi.
Thanks for helping us schedule this. Again, I know it shouldn't take long. I know LaWanda has a meeting to go to soon. And anyway, so bottom line, we've talked about a couple of these items that are on the agenda today, both the meeting protocol and procedures and the proposal for unassigned vending and pandemic relief and so forth and so on. So I want to start by saying that both proposals before us today will do nothing to hurt us. They'll only be there to benefit us. And while we all might have a little bit different twist on, you know, percentages or, you know, amounts, I think the proposals before us today are fair. I think they're a good step on trying to ensure that the agency can work with us to act on the pandemic relief and also the unassigned vending issues that have been a long-standing issue. So the thought was, let's get these adopted, let's get them dialed in, and let's ask that the agency support these. I think they're fair. In doing some research on the unassigned vending that's come in, you know, the last couple of years, and specifically this year as well, it looks like it's well within the means to be able to do that. And as far as the meeting procedures and protocol, even though we've established these sort of things in the past, it absolutely won't do us any harm to move forward on this. That's my opinion. So, with that said, yes.
Okay. I make a motion that we adopt the meeting protocol policy that was sent out to all the managers and the elected committee.
Okay, a motion has been made. We have a second. Any discussion around that? Okay, hearing no discussion, yay or nay, Art Stevenson?
Yeah, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Didn't we already address, or didn't we already accept Robert's Rules of Order? Is that different? That's totally different.
Well, that's in our bylaws, Steve.
Again,
Steve, like I said just a minute ago, this absolutely won't do anything to harm us. It will only encourage that. Derek, your name?
Yes.
LaWanda?
Yes.
Lynn James? Steve Jackson?
Yes.
And I'll vote I'll vote yes as well.
Mr. Chair.
Moving on. Yes. Go ahead, Art.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we adopt the pandemic relief package that was sent out to all the managers, recommending that the Oregon Commission for the Blind adopt that package to provide pandemic relief to all the managers who are suffering greatly by financial losses.
Thank you. That motion's been made. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Second's been made. Any discussion around that? Yeah, I'd just like to say for the record that the pandemic relief is also encompassed within the proposal that was provided to Eric and to all managers as well. And that was also voted on by a majority of the managers in a favorable way. LaWanda, I don't remember how many managers submitted their votes of approval on that. Anyway, I do recall it being, I don't know if you have those numbers or not, but I do recall
we had all yeas except for two managers.
Okay.
That I didn't hear from.
Okay. Okay, so with that being said, I'd also just like to say for the record that my belief and my understanding that also this relief would extend to the licensee. I believe there's one licensee within our program as well. Yay or nay, Art Stevenson?
Yay.
Derek Stevenson?
Yay.
Lynn James? LaWanda Miranda?
Yes.
Steve Jackson?
Yay.
And I'll vote yay as well. We did skip over the adoption of the minutes. I do know that those minutes just came out. I think yesterday.
Randy?
Yes.
Before you came on, I said we'll put the minutes off until the next meeting. So just so you know that we did that, we'll put the adoption off until our next either special or recommend or regular meeting. So I make a motion we adjourn, Mr. Chair.
Well, just a minute.
Do you have a point of order?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Morris had a couple. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if we're going to move the minutes be passed on, we have to ask to go in a motion and pass before we can.
Okay. And I do, and thank you, Derek. And I do want to make sure that we hear from Eric Morris as well. So let's go ahead and have a motion to carry over the minutes to the next meeting.
I so move.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I second.
Any discussion? Okay. Yay or nay, Art?
Yay.
Derek?
Yay.
LaWanda?
Yay.
Steve Jackson?
Yes.
And I vote yay as well. Thank you, everybody, for that.
Hey, Randy.
So I know LaWanda was mentioning that either you wanted to say something or Eric did, but please have the floor.
Yeah, what I wanted to say was on the last meeting, there was another item that we didn't get to, and that was that Director Morris was wanting us to talk about putting our agenda, our meeting list out annually, you know, ahead of time. We could still have special meetings and stuff if need be, but like Michael Talley was talking about at in-service, he thought that might be a good idea.
Yeah, and I know you and I talked about it a little bit, and I certainly don't think it hurts anything to schedule like the meetings, let's say the every third Thursday of the month. And again, it would never prohibit us from having an emergency or special meeting. Just like, you know, the timekeeping that we had talked about during our regular meetings, if you'll notice in there, it also, we can yield to that if somebody is discussing an issue that they feel they need more time on. So while they're not cast stone, they're going to be guidelines to help, you know, the agency and the committee work more constructively together. So, you know, Eric, I know you brought that up and mentioned that. I don't know that we need to make a motion for that, or we just try to make that a practice and establish that. But, you know, whatever your thoughts are, you have the floor, or if you have anything else you want to talk about.
Well, I know that was yours. Oh, thank you, Randy. I know that was definitely one of the things that Michael had recommended. And when we were trying to schedule different meetings, and Lawanda and I were kind of going back and forth, if we have it as a set date and time all the time, it's easier to protect that time so we don't have different conflicts. And so, you know, the rules say we're supposed to meet at least every other month. But the third Thursday, in fact, that's kind of funny that I was thinking that was probably when we would be targeting. So I could send out a list of dates for people to protect that time if that's the consensus of the board.
Well, let me.
I believe, since we always have a lot of business, that we schedule a monthly meeting, and then if we don't have any business, we could always cancel it. But Randy, you and I both know that, you know, we rush through meetings and stuff like that, and I would be in favor of having a monthly meeting just so we, you know, have time to do our business. Most of the time, we're rushed, and so if we have a monthly meeting scheduled, then if we have business to take care of, we go ahead and do it. And if we don't, we can always cancel it. But I recommend that we schedule a monthly meeting.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with you, Art. And, you know, if the rest of the board doesn't have a problem with that, at least we'll start that way, you know. And I think the good thing is it will, like Eric is saying, it will let us all know, you know, when we're going to have a meeting. And again, if anything else comes up, we can work with the agency on that. But we can start that way monthly, and then
just so it's official, I make a motion that we have a monthly board meeting on whatever Thursday. We can decide that between
the third Thursday.
Okay. Yeah. So I make a motion that we have a monthly elected committee on the third Thursday of every month.
Okay. Motion been made. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion around that? I'd just like to say real quickly for the record again, if a special or emergency meeting is needed, we will ask for that as well. Yay or nay, Mr. Stevenson?
Yay.
Derek Stevenson?
Yay.
Lawanda Miranda?
Yay.
Steve Jackson?
Yay.
And I'll vote yay as well. Are there any members on the line that would like to say anything? Or Eric, do you have anything else you want to say before we adjourn the meeting?
I don't, Randy.
Okay, any other vendors? All right, you guys. Well, happy holidays, and
Randy.
All well. And
Randy,
let's hope for Randy. Yes, go ahead.
Eric, are you going on vacation? You usually take a Christmas week off or two. Is that in your schedule this year, or are you going to be working?
I'm going to take the week after Christmas, Art. Thanks for asking. Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to know.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's just try to get this done, too. just hope that the agency will support our recommendations. And again, thanks, everybody. Let's adjourn this meeting.